This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along as we talk today about concern. We're going to be talking about the issues of adoption and fostering, but also the other work that Concern carries out and the various services and support they offer. Thanks for joining us today on the program as we welcome their CEO, Gordon May. Let's begin with just learning a bit about Concern. Tell us about it, what it is, and you know, what you do there. I mean, there are various facets to this, correct?
Yes. So we do a lot of Concern. First off, I'd talk about our mission. Concern brings hope, offers opportunity, and inspires change. And our vision is to encourage growth and promote positive, healthy lives. You know, that's what we really live by. Every agency offers all of their services, but our mission, our vision is what our employees live every day to help the kids that we serve. So we provide behavioral health programs, foster care programs, adoptions. We have residential services, community-based services, school-based services, and crisis intervention services as well. So we really run the gamut of services we provide to the communities that we're in.
And initially, my thought in this interview was adoption, but that's obviously just part of your mission. Is that one of the bigger parts, or is it so much going on?
Yeah, so the adoption is my favorite part of the organization. I was adopted as a kid, so it holds a special place in my heart there, and I talk about that a lot. So we do about 35 adoptions, approximately a year, depending on the year. And I actually get to sign and finalize all the adoption paperwork. So all that paperwork comes across my desk. I absolutely love doing that. So it is a good program. 35 adoptions is a good bit. We have a large staff that does that, and a lot of work goes into it.
And how much geographically are you covering? You're based in what, Fleetwood?
So our corporate office, business office is in Fleetwood, but we go the whole way up to Mansfield and we go the whole way down into Maryland. Yeah, we have about 15 offices right now.
Okay, including one here in our area, which is in Lewisburg, correct?
Correct.
Talk a bit about adoption. It's always nice to have someone talking about the organization that, their heart is really in it because of your own history. But talk about the history of adoption itself. I mean, things have certainly changed since the days of when we heard of orphanages and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something more people talk about. It's not really orphanages anymore, but we do have residential homes and group homes where kids still stay. We also have shelters. There's a list, statewide where kids are looking for homes. They're in foster care, foster to adopt. So really, I think what's changed is how we approach it. And the work that goes into matching and finding the right parents for kids and searching. There's a lot more kids than there are parents who want to adopt. It's something we struggle with all the time.
Talk about the organization itself, the history of Concern, a bit about how long it's been around, and has it kind of morphed with the mission as far as, how many different aspects of things you are covering, or was it started initially with all that in mind?
Yeah, so initially we started 45 years ago. We're just in a meeting yesterday planning our 45th anniversary this coming year. So Concern's been around 45 years, and we really started as a foster care and adoption agency. It's pretty cool to watch us grow over those years and expand as services grew and systems changed, and there were more needs, and we started to provide other services. So that's really what Concern started as. And the story is, when we got the name, the founders were talking around and didn't know what to call the agency. We were doing foster care work and had a few kids at the time, and they kept having Concern for kids. So they figured that's why we would name Concern, because all that everybody kept talking about was the Concern for kids and the work that we needed to provide.
And you said 35 adoptions through this agency. How many kids are out there? I don't know if you know national numbers or statewide, but give us some of the figures.
I don't have the state national numbers, but it's extensive. So, I mean, there's thousands of kids matching in the state for sure.
For someone that's looking to adopt or foster, what is necessary? Give us some idea of that, the process that they're going to have to go through.
So, I mean, there's a lot of paperwork and administrative requirements. So the first thing you'd have to do is get in touch with an agency. So you would reach out to Concern. You can go to our website, and we walk you through the entire process, family profiles, doing all the paperwork, background checks, making sure your home is appropriate. So So really, there's a laundry list of checklist items that we go through and do an assessment of the family and make sure that family is appropriate to adopt a youth.
I recently had a friend whose parents, who are older, have adopted a very young child. Are there restrictions in that sense, or do you you're looking for certain things that the ages don't matter with the adoptive parents?
Well, so each parent is looking for a different thing, right? So when you look at this, the one difficulty and hard thing is finding a home for a teenager or somebody that's, 10 or older, 11, 12, that have been in foster care, different homes, or possibly group homes. So as you can imagine, it's harder for those youth to get adopted. We did just have one a couple months ago, which was pretty amazing. I think we had an 11-year-old that was adopted, or 12-year-old that was adopted, and that doesn't happen often. And obviously, younger children are more likely to get adopted.
Are there myths out there about adoption?
I hear most of the positive things. So for me, there are literally youth and kids that don't have a home or don't have anywhere to go, and they need a family. So to me, the adoption and foster care work is so important because we need to find a forever home for these kids that really don't have anywhere to go. And I think the worst part is when you see the things on the news that are highlighted that happen, and there's bad people out there, and there's not much we can do about that. And we try super hard to make sure those stories don't happen. It is very minimal. But they obviously, you've seen them in the news.
So I imagine if someone says to you, adoption's a bad idea, you're going to give them an earful.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, especially for me. And we do kinship care. I was adopted. And to be honest, I don't know where I would be if I wouldn't have been adopted. So I look back on that, and I was so fortunate in my situation, and so many others feel the same way. And, we've actually had people come back to Concern to talk about their adoption, reach out to their workers, and really talk about their process when they're in their 30s and 40s. We've had phone calls, people look out, talk about their workers, and thank Concern. So it's pretty cool to get those calls, and we get them pretty regularly.
And certainly the situations are also different. I mean, I have a friend from school who adopted. The adoptive child is still in connection with the birth parent, and that happens too, correct? I mean, this isn't every adoption isn't the same.
Yeah, correct. I mean, some kids grow up and they don't really know their parents, or it's not appropriate for them to see their parents. And then others, they have a great relationship. They have their adoptive parents and their biological parents. They do visits and stay in contact through their whole life. So they almost have two families and stay in contact. So, yeah, it really depends on the situation, and I've seen every different type of scenario.
Okay. Financially, what is involved?
Well, once you get through the process, I think that's the legal thing. You know, the child is legally yours, so there's not, I don't think, risk there once the adoption's finalized and you've gone through the paperwork. I mean, that's really the hard part, is completing the adoption, and we have celebrations, and that's final, so that child is legally yours. Financially, the amount of money you would get, I mean, if you're adopting a child, you don't really get paid. But if you're, if you're a foster parent, you do get a small per diem that really just helps out with childhood expenses.
Okay. Is there concern with changes to reproductive rights in the U.S. That are happening? How that could affect groups like yours? I mean, is this something that you're seeing could add a bigger weight to the adoption and foster system?
We obviously, when you talk about that, it comes up once in a while about foster care, and that's an option other than abortion or whatever you're talking about, reproductive rights. So we're definitely an avenue. If you don't want to get an abortion or want to have a child and you don't, you can't take care of it or different issues, that's definitely when we get involved.
How do you, work with parents even after the fact? Is that something that the adoption is final now? Where do we go from here? Is that something Concern kind of walks people through as well, or has resources for?
Yeah, and going through an adoption, we have caseworkers that walk families through that process and help, and they stay involved as long as they can. It is a long process. So usually, you're talking, especially with foster care to adopt, you can have a kid for a few years, and then you adopt, and you've kind of been through the process, and nothing really changes other than that child becomes adopted. So we definitely have family workers that work with the kids and the families to help them through that.
Okay. And do you often have repeats? You know, people who adopt a child and then they want to continue and adopt more.
Yeah. So we've even had employees that have adopted youth. We have had other people that have adopted kids, and then they still become foster parents and have kids in their house, and then they adopt more kids. You know, each year we have a foster care event at Knoebels in Appreciation, and we try to get all our foster parents out there, and it's amazing to see the large families and people opening up their homes to so many kids. So it definitely you definitely do see that.
Can you give some information as far as folks who would like to learn more about whether it be adoption or other services, and just basic information on Concern?
Yeah, no. So the best place to go is our website, which is www.concern4kids.org. Everything's on there. It talks all about Concern. You can make referrals. You can email us. We get emails all the time from our website. People asking for services, looking to be a foster parent, adoption. You know, that's the biggest thing. The one thing that we have to talk about is we need more foster parents. So there's a long list. We get referrals. We turn referrals away all the time because we don't have foster families. So we're constantly recruiting and trying to find foster parents. So if you're out there, you want to be a foster parent, please go to our website and reach out.
Thanks, Gordon, for joining us on the program today. Gordon May has been our guest. He's the CEO of Concern, as we've talked about adoption and fostering, and of course the other services offered by this organization based in Fleetwood, PA, but with various locations around the state, including one in Lewisburg. Thanks for being with us on the program. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.